Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on one of my favorite attack chains. Kubernetes pod escape to full cloud takeover. We're talking about how a single misconfigured container becomes your adversary's express elevator to owning your entire AWS, GCP, or Azure account. Grab your Kubectl and let's break some clusters. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. Container escapes have been a known risk since Docker's early days, but Kubernetes fundamentally amplified the blast radius. The pivotal research came from Felix Wilhelm's 2019 disclosure of CVE-2019-5736, a runt vulnerability allowing container escape through overwrites. This opened the floodgates for container runtime exploitation research. The architectural vulnerability is multi-layered. Shared kernel attack surface. Containers share the host kernel. A kernel exploit from within a container grants node-level access. Overprivileged defaults, Kubernetes historically ship permissive. Host namespace access, and mounted service account tokens by default. IMDS trust model, cloud instance metadata services, IMDS, at trust any process on the node. Once you escape the pod, you inherit the node's cloud IAM role. Flat network by default, pod-to-pod and pod-to-node networking is typically unrestricted without explicit network policies. The 2020 discovery of CVE-2028-558, kubeproxy localhost bypass, and CVE-2021-25741, symlink path traversal, further demonstrated that Kubernetes itself contains escapable primitives. Here's my take on this. The root cause isn't one bug. It's that Kubernetes was designed for orchestration, not isolation. Every layer assumes the next layer handles security. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. This attack chain isn't theoretical. It's been weaponized repeatedly. Tesla cryptojacking, 2018, RedLock researchers discovered Tesla's Kubernetes dashboard exposed without authentication. Attackers deployed cryptominers and accessed AWS credentials via the IMDS from compromised pods. Full AWS access achieved through basic container misconfiguration. Shopify bug bounty, 2020. Security researcher Andre Bautista demonstrated pod escape via abuse on Google Kubernetes Engine, escalating to GCP project access through the metadata service. Awarded $25,000. Siloscape malware, 2021. Unit 42 documented the first known malware specifically targeting Windows containers in Kubernetes. Siloscape escaped containers, compromised nodes, and attempted to spread across clusters. Wiz EKS Research, 2023. Wiz researchers demonstrated how MSEV1 on EKS nodes combined with pod compromise leads to full AWS account takeover. They showed 60% plus of assessed EKS clusters were vulnerable. Here's my take on this. The Shopify bounty is the sleeper. It proved even mature GKE deployments with security-conscious teams can miss the pod-to-cloud escalation path. $25,000 for potential full GCP access. Realistic attack walkthrough. Scenario: you've achieved RCE in a pod during an authorized assessment. Goal: escalate to cloud account control. Phase 1, pod reconnaissance. First, understand your container context. Phase 2, escape vector selection. With and a writable C group, use the C group release underscore agent escape. Phase 3, node to cloud escalation. From the node, hit the IMDS. Phase 4, cloud takeover. Use obtained credentials. Evidence collection. Document, pod spec showing privilege context. Capability set. IMDS response showing role assumption. Cloud API enumeration results. Use from compromised service account. Here's my take on this. Always check for MSEV1 first. It's the path of least resistance. If IMSEB 2 is enforced, you'll need to pivot through Node Kubelet credentials instead. Defense Playbook. Detection. Alert on IMDS access from pods. Legitimate workloads rarely need it. Use VPC flow logs for traffic. Monitor for container creation via audit logs. Map to MITRE ATT. CKT1611. Escape to host. Alert on service account token usage from unexpected IPs or with unusual API calls. Prevention. Enforce IMSEB 2 with hop limit of 1. Prevents pod-level IMDS access. Deploy pod security standards at level. Blocks privileged containers. Host namespaces and dangerous capabilities. Disable auto-mounting service account tokens. Implement network policies blocking pod to IMDS and pod to Kubelet traffic. Maps to SIS Kubernetes benchmark 5.3.2. Validation. Run the attack playbook quarterly in staging. Use tools like OR for automated escape testing. Verify IMDS requests from test pods fail. Here's my take on this. IMSEB 2 enforcement with hop limit equals 1 kills the entire cloud escalation path. If you do one thing this week, enforce it across all node groups. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Kubernetes shared kernel model and IMDS trust assumptions create an inherent pod to cloud escalation path that exists by design. Takeaway 2. The 2023 Wiz EKS research showed 60% plus of assessed clusters remain vulnerable to this attack chain despite years of awareness. Takeaway 3. The CG Group release underscore agent escape with cap underscore sys underscore admin remains the most reliable container escape technique for privileged pods. Takeaway 4. IMSEB 2 enforcement with hop limit equals 1 is the single most effective control. It breaks the node to cloud credential theft step entirely. Takeaway 5. Security architects must assume container isolation will fail and design node IAM roles with minimal cloud permissions using the principle of least privilege. That's the pod escape to cloud takeover chain. From a compromised container to cloud admin in 4 hops. Remember, defense in depth isn't optional here, it's survival. Your homework is simple. Check your clusters for IMSEB 1 access from pods before someone else does. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant. Stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.